I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere. That's a weird song. Because you haven't been, sir. You haven't been everywhere. Have you been to Mars? No, you haven't. Have you been to the moon? Probably not. Have you been to Pleasure Town with a woman? Doubt it. Burn! Let's call the brand. There she is.
Hello?
Hello. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. You look like you're about to like give a TED talk or something. You look very professional.
Oh. Oh, well, that's great. You look hungover.
Do I?
Yeah.
Okay. Why do you say that?
You just look like you're moving a little slow this morning.
Is it because I postponed?
I mean, that didn't help the case.
So that's how you knew is because
but
I postponed.
You look a little dehydrated, if you will.
What does that mean?
I don't. You just look a little dehydrated. There you go.
I don't like the fact that I look hungover.
Are you hungover?
Yes.
Thought so.
But you'd be really proud of me. Like I have not been drinking very much. I feel like the YFT are saying I'm like a full blown alcoholic. But the problem is that we generally record this show either on Saturday or Sunday. So those are the two nights that I do go out.
No, we normally record on Monday.
That's true. That is true. But we have been recording recently.
On some Saturdays.
Yes.
We have.
Anyways, we went out last night and had a ball. But we're paying for it today. But you'd be proud of me. I haven't really been drinking very much recently.
I feel like that might be why your hangovers feel so bad, though.
Yeah, because I'm not like practicing being an alcoholic.
Yeah, like I feel like mine have always been kind of bad because I don't drink often.
Yeah.
I was never able to like build up the correct tolerance. Mm-hmm. Whereas somebody like Caitlin Bristow, who says she has no hangovers ever, she's like a pro drinker. You know what I mean? It's like she's like built up that tolerance and it's paid off for her. She has no hangovers. So I don't know. Maybe she's doing it right.
Yeah. I guess if you just stay drunk the entire time.
Yeah.
Not to say that Caitlin's drunk all the time, but she does drink a lot.
She does. And she never ever is hungover.
I know.
It's honestly, it's a real talent.
Yeah. At our wedding, she got turned up.
Well, we all did.
Everyone did. Yeah. How are you feeling?
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel great.
Your camera looks great. What's happening over there? Like, this is a different setup or something.
Since you pushed for an hour, I've spent the last 45 minutes really dialing in my situation. And I swapped desks. I took my desk from the other room where my DJ shit is set up, and I swapped everything because this desk is on wheels, and I thought it'd be nice to be able to like move it around. I got a new tripod, so maybe my camera's a little straighter. I do have the like actual camera set up, which I've been using, but you know, I don't know. I really have it dialed.
Looks great.
Thanks.
You're doing great, kid.
You know, I try. Well, I don't normally try, but I'm trying today.
So you're in Nashville, but you were just in New York.
No, I was just in LA. I'm going to New York tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow's Fashion Week.
Well, yeah. Fashion Week started on Wednesday. It goes for like 10 days.
Too much fashion.
I'm going for 2 days because that's all I can take, you know?
I mean, I feel you. I've never been to Fashion Week. I've never been to Fashion Day. You know? There's like multiple Fashion Weeks?
Oh, yeah. Two a year.
Two?
Yeah, one in Feb, one in September.
It's too many.
And that's just New York. After New York Fashion Week, there's Paris Fashion Week. And after Paris Fashion Week, there's Milan Fashion Week. And some of these girls go to all of them.
Sarah needs to start going to these things. She's fashionable.
She really does because she's so fashionable and she looks so freaking good in everything she wears. And she loves, I feel like she loves to dress up. I feel like she'd crush Fashion Week.
We got to get her in Milan. We got to get her in Paris. We got to get her in New York. We got to get her in Branson, Missouri, where all the fashion weeks are, we got to go.
We got to go to the mall.
The Mall of America?
No.
That's where the fashion is. Mall of America. You ever been to the Mall of America?
Not. I've been.
You have?
A while, maybe a decade and a half ago.
Why did you go to the Mall of America?
You know, I think my mom drugged me there, you know, in her younger days when shopping was life and back in the day, the Mall of America was like the ultimate shopping experience before she moved to LA and realized that there's actually way better shopping experiences in the Mall of America. And now it's garbage. But maybe it's not garbage. Like I said, I haven't been in a decade and a half. Maybe they've done something with the place.
Where is Mall of America? North Dakota?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Oh, yeah. It's nice up there,
Minnesota.
Eh? Oh, yeah.
It's
cold, though, cold. Every once in a while, yeah? Speaking of shopping, we went down to Rodeo Drive yesterday.
Oh, do tell. Real quick, who do you think decided to talk all of us into calling it Rodeo Drive instead of Rodeo?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, why are we
churching? Somebody had to decide that.
Why are we churching it up?
Yeah, it's Rodeo Drive. That's how it's spelled, and that's how us Americans pronounce that word, we Americans.
I can tell you why, though.
So who decided we're going to call it Rodeo Drive, just so it seems fancier?
Well, no. Oh. We don't call the city that I live in the Angels. We call it Los Angeles because it's Spanish, because it was originally a Spanish word. And so I think the Spanish word for a rodeo is rodeo.
Okay. Oh, okay. But we would still pronounce that word rodeo.
Yeah.
And the Spanish aren't saying Los Angeles the way we say it.
Well, how do they say it?
I don't know. Fancy, I'm sure.
They say Los Angeles.
Yeah, see? That's different. No. So why would we call Los Angeles that if we're calling Rodeo Drive that?
Well, what it should be is we're using an English word as a second word. You know, it should be like Rodeo Prado or Prado de Rodeo.
Yeah, so why not go 100% there?
I don't know.
Why half-ass it?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right.
We're half-assing it.
Let's just go full. Speaking of Spanish, Pave thing. So Sarah's been doing Duolingo, and she's doing like French and Italian, and she's doing Gaelic. And I'm like, just focus
on
one.
Why is she doing all this at once? Yeah.
Dude, she's so competitive because Duolingo is a thing where like you compete against other people.
I love Duolingo.
Oh, you do it?
I've done it before. Yeah.
So anyways, she's always doing it. And I'm like, are you getting any better at this? Or like, what's happening? Like, are you fluent now? Because every week she's like, I fucking beat, you know, like Assmaster 69 this week. Fuck yeah, I'm number one or whatever. She's like all about it. But she's doing three different languages, which seems crazy to me. So I started doing it. And boy, oh boy, it's not an ad. Should be. Duolingo's fun.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not sure if I'm learning anything, though.
I know, because that's my thing. Is like, I was doing it there for a minute. And after a few months, like I felt like I was crushing all the lessons, but not really learning anything.
The way that we learned, school's fucked. Because what school teaches you is it teaches you how to take tests, not how to learn the material. So in Duolingo, it's a lot of like, I can by deduction figure out like what the answer is.
Right.
Which is not me learning Spanish. It's me figuring out how to get the correct answer.
It's you problem solving.
Yes.
Yeah.
I still know how to get a good grade on a Scantron test. Did you have to take, did you have Scantrons?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I crushed that.
Dude, Scantrons.
I was a straight A student, baby.
Were you?
Yes.
Dude, D for diploma, baby. I was a 2.0 guy. But I tell you, like, I spent more time figuring out how to cheat than I did actually learning the material. And that's so funny because if I'd spent as much time that I did trying to figure out how to cheat, I would have been a straight A student. So do you remember Dr. Grip pens?
Yes.
They were like kind of thicker pens. And they had like a really cushy grip area.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They had them in pencils too. And so for Scantrons, this is what I would do.
You're the worst.
This is what I would do. You know, someone would have like the English test earlier in the day and they'd get all the answers. And they'd give me, at like recess or lunch or whatever, we'd be like, what are the answers to the English test? And so then I had the Dr. Grip pencil because Scantron, you had to use pencil, you remember?
Mm-hmm.
I would take off the grip. I would write down all the answers on a little piece of paper. And then I would put it in the grip, and the grip was see-through, so you could see it. And then I could write the answer, and then when a teacher would come around, I could spin the pen, so the answers would be like in my palm now instead of like I could see them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I got through high school.
Wow, the commitment to cheating is off the charts.
It's great, absolutely.
I was not a cheater.
I also figured out how to like program my Texas Instruments. TI-83 or whatever it was to have all the answers in it. God, I was so good at cheating.
You're the worst.
Am I?
Yeah.
Or am I the best?
You're the worst. I worked hard for my grades. Although I will say, circling back to Duolingo, the reason it doesn't work for me is because, like, my short-term memory is really great. Like, I can remember, like, read something, and then, like, as long as I'm going to go do it right then, like, I can memorize it pretty well. But then, like, 2 hours later, gone from my memory.
Yeah.
You know? So I was good at, like, remembering the answers for the test, or in this case, Duolingo, and then I forget it, like, an hour later. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Should we start the show?
Yeah, we should start the show.
Yeah. You go for it.
I wish I could start the show in Spanish, but I can't.
Okay.
Bros and Hoes, you're listening to Your Favorite Thing podcast with...
Wells and Brandy. All right, guys. Bowl and Branch. Yep. They're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh, and it's all, this is the best part, 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Boll & Branch is amazing.
Boll & Branch is loved by millions of sleepers, and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses. So if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at BollAndBranch.com.
That's Boll & Branch, BollAndBranch.com. Promo code FAVORITE. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
That would have been slick though. What's bros and hoes in Spanish?
Well, bros, I feel like his brothers. So, hermanos y prostitutos.
Oh my God. That can't be it.
What is prostitute in Spanish?
This is awful. I'm scared.
I said prostituto. I was right. But that's a male whore.
Oh.
I forgot about the feminine there. Hermanos y prostitutas.
Oh my God. This is not okay.
The name of this episode is going to be Hermanos y prostitutas. 100%.
Are we getting in trouble?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Why can we say it in English, but we can't say it in Spanish?
I have no idea.
All right. What do you want to start with? You want to start with The Bachelor?
We can.
I know. Are we done with it? Are we over it?
Like, not that engaged with this season.
I'm so sad that Barbara Mandrell's daughter left.
I'm shocked that she left. I really thought he would keep her.
I did
but
too.
I'm feeling like maybe he was like super turned off about the kid, and maybe he was like, this is my out.
That's
you know?
What it was. It was the kid.
I think so.
By the way, so I was making fun of her on my Instagram. I make fun of everybody, and no one ever is offended. So she messaged me.
Oh.
This is going to blow your mind.
Oh.
Because I couldn't understand what she said something that pissed everybody off, and I was like, I don't know what she said.
I also missed that. I don't know how I missed the drama there.
I was like, I don't know what you said. And she was like, this is what I said. This is stupid. It was stupid. And I was like, oh, okay. And then she wrote, by the way, here's a pic of us that outs me as a fan circa 2017. You might have been at this.
What is that?
So Danielle had a fundraiser at Zany's in 2017. Were you at that?
Oh, I don't think so.
And like we did like a thing on stage. I remember it. Alex Bordy was there. Dean was there. Christina was there. Anyways, she's in the middle of it. And I took a picture with her.
Hilarious.
And I remember that night. I don't remember taking that picture. Anyways, so I've met Christina Mandrell.
Oh, amazing.
Let's be fair. I'm going to be slinging her drinks this summer. We all
Absolutely.
Know what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited for it.
Honestly, I feel like she could be the queen of paradise this year.
100%.
You know?
She did look, I will say this, she looks a little sauced up in the episodes, though.
Oh, drunk. Well.
Did you feel that?
I think, yeah, during, I guess, like the pool party. stuff. Yeah. That's, I mean, you know, not to say you can't bawl your eyes out on the stairs in a swimsuit, not drunk.
Yeah.
But I feel like she probably was a little tipsy, you know, during that moment.
Yeah, I don't love that the girls came after her so early. Like, I needed, like, three more episodes.
I know.
Of Mandrell.
Yeah.
The skydiving date looked fun, but I'm amazed that they actually did that again, because last time they did it, Rachel Kirkconnell's guy that was, like, strapped to her back broke his ankle and she busted her face. Do you remember that?
No, not really. I didn't know that it was... I mean, I do remember the scene. I just don't remember it. Did she really bust her face that bad?
They couldn't film her for like 2 weeks because she had black eyes and shit. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She definitely could have sued. I don't know why she didn't do that.
Yeah, she should have.
She should have sued.
Yeah, skydiving, whatever.
Have you ever been skydiving?
No, I would never.
Why?
I'm terrified. I'm really scared of heights.
So fun.
No.
Why not?
I don't know. The heights, it's not for me. I've already told you about my whole parasailing and paragliding horror stories. Like, I'm scarred.
But do you like him, though?
He's fine.
I tell you what I don't like about him. He's making too many good decisions. You know? I don't like that.
Why? Not juicy enough for you, the episode?
He's getting rid of all the good people.
Well, that's because he actually may want to leave here with someone half decent.
100%. And I appreciate that. Like, I can't be mad at him for making good decisions, but I can be disappointed.
You're right. And he is getting rid of all the good TV.
Dude, like, if I'm a producer on that show, I'm like, dude, you got to keep some of these chicks around just for fucking TV's sake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they did the football date and they didn't invite me.
Oh, I was shocked by that.
Yeah.
Why weren't you invited?
Well, they did get, is it Hannah Storm? She's from ESPN, so she's maybe a little more qualified.
Have you not been on that with her before?
No. I used to only ever do it with Chris.
Oh, okay. Got it. This girl's my other favorite. Katie.
Which one's that one?
They went on the dinosaur, the museum date. She got to have a sleepover.
I know.
That was the tea.
When she came back and she was like, I'm so tired, we didn't sleep at all. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys boned amongst all the bones.
I really like her. And then there's one other girl that hasn't gotten a whole lot of airtime that I really like. Is her name? No. I was a little shocked that, is it Bailey? Is that her name that went home?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. The cute girl with the brown hair from Nashville? You're the worst. Okay, well, she went up to him during the group date and was just saying, you know, it seemed like she knew it, like there was nothing there with her and Zach. But I think she was really hoping he would say, like, oh, no, it's all in your head.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's something here. And he didn't. He was like, yeah, you're right. You should go.
I know. He's making too many good decisions.
But at least he's being straight up and not leading people on.
I know. But I need some.
I respect that.
I need some unbalanced ladies in there.
I know. I don't think that one was unbalanced, but I know what you mean.
It just
there
looked
is
for
one
fun.
Girl that is does seem a little unbalanced that's left. A dark-haired girl.
Well, the girl that defended blackface is still there.
Which one's that?
Oh, I don't know. She's the one that got the first impression rose.
Oh, Greer? Is that her name?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is still there. And I do feel like she could cause some drama.
Yeah. She's going far. Did you see the video of the girl that was like, I would like to officially apply for The Bachelor? Have you seen that?
Uh-uh.
This video is for whoever does the casting for the television show The Bachelor. So if you don't do the casting for that show, you can keep scrolling. Hi, my name is Brittany Tylander. I'm a nanny and comedian from Kansas City, Missouri, and I would love to be considered as a contestant on your next season of The Bachelor. Little bit about me. I have a 10-year-old dog named Clyde. I love Korean food, and I've never done blackface. I know that's kind of a prerequisite for you guys. I have done one of those charcoal face masks from CVS, but that's about as close as I'll get to blackface, because I do think it's an egregious act and there's zero excuse for it. Another fun fact about me, I do weigh over 200 pounds. I know what you're thinking. No!
So funny. Anyways, is that enough Bachelor stuff?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you got some favorite things, bro, or what?
I started a new show.
Okay.
It's called Dear Edward on Apple Plus.
Okay.
Take it from me, don't start this show whilst flying on an airplane.
Okay. Is it about a plane crash?
Sure is.
And oh, wow.
The first episode is a doozy.
Wow.
I actually started it on the flight home from LA and had to turn it off because I was like, okay, this is not what I should be watching right now. And then I turned it back off when I got home. And I think I'm caught up. I've watched 4 episodes. I think that's as many as out. But anyway, based off a book that I haven't read, but now I want to, it is done by the same producer who did Friday Night Lights. And they cast our gal, Tammy Taylor, as the lead. Connie Britton. It's good. It's very sad. Like the whole, everything, like, so far, I'm 4 episodes in, and like there's some lightheartedness here and there, but overall, it's a sad show.
Plane crashes generally are not a fun experience.
It's a sad show. I kind of like sad stuff. But anyway, episode 1 kind of introduces you to all these different characters, and I'm not really ruining anything. I'm pretty sure it's in the premise, but all these people like have each lost somebody in this plane crash, and it kind of shows how they cross each other's paths, but then you also kind of hear their individual stories. But it's neat to see how, you know, the different stories, like certain things happen in their lives they probably wouldn't have if it wasn't for the crash, which is obviously very sad, and you don't want to lose people, but I don't know. Very good story. Very sweet story. Great actors. I don't know. It's a good show. If you liked Friday Night Lights, like, you're going to like this because it's, you can tell the same people did it. Oh, and you know who else is in it? She's probably considered the lead is Taylor Schilling.
Yeah. Nothing says high school football like a plane crash. Totally. Yeah, she's.
It's like the way it was shot.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. Taylor Schilling. She is.
From Orange is the New Black.
Yes. From. Yeah.
Yeah. She's really good in this.
A 12-year-old boy becomes a lone survivor of a plane crash as he and others affected by the tragedy try to make sense of what happened. Unexpected friendships, romances, and communities are formed. Dear Edward on Apple Plus with Connie Britton. You know, that's my brother-in-law's hall pass.
What?
Do you have a hall pass?
I don't need a hall pass. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
I know, but okay. For the sake of entertaining the YFTers... If you were in a relationship, who would be your celebrity?
Right the second.
Oh, I bet I can guess. Bet I can guess.
Right, go for it.
Travis Kelce.
Yep.
You love Travis Kelce.
He's so fucking hot.
He's like 6'8". You know he's got.
I love that for me.
I don't love that for your vagina.
Honestly, it can take it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure too much, but it can handle it.
All right, Travis, if you're listening.
He's just like, love his sense of humor. He's very funny. I guess he's good at football, so they say. I don't really know.
He's really good at football.
I guess he's really good at football, which is great. I don't know. He wears the number 87 on his jersey, which is the year I was born. I would call that a sign.
Have you DM'd him?
Not yet. I was going to wait till after the Super Bowl is over.
He is busy right now.
Thanks. Yeah, he's a little busy.
I love this for you.
Same. So anyway, yeah, that's my hall pass.
All the way. By the way, Kansas City is a fucking awesome city. I will say that. I don't know if you've ever been. It's so cool.
I've been a couple times.
As a Raider fan, this is hard for me to say, but Arrowhead, or as we like to call it, Camarohead, is awesome. It is a party before those games. Everyone's cooking barbecue out in the parking lots. It is so much fun. My hall pass. Who's my hall pass?
Don't say my mother.
That's a good one. That is a good one. But Tish and I have an understanding. If we're both single by the time that she's 70 and I'm 65, I don't know how much older your mom is than me, then we will get married.
Right.
To one another. It should be someone great, you know, like Michelle Obama, you know, like some where people would be like, wow, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, like we're doing hall passes all wrong. It's always just like who you want to fuck. No, it's about the story that you get to tell. Uh-huh. You know, it was like in the Oval Office, Michelle and I, she seduced me. And boy, oh boy, was she a generous lover.
Gross.
Or
I'm sticking with mine.
Melania? How great would that be?
I don't think so.
I have some favorite things.
Okay.
Triangle of Sadness.
I haven't watched this yet.
But you've heard about it.
Oh, yeah.
We watched it the other night, and it is so fucking good.
I've heard that.
Woody Harrelson's in it, but he's only in it for a little bit. But boy, oh boy, is his character great.
Boy, oh boy. It's your new favorite phrase.
Boy, oh boy. I do love Woody Harrelson. He's such a good actor. Here's the tag. A fashion model celebrity couple join an eventful cruise for the super rich. It's these two models, guy and girl, who are dating one another, who don't have any money, but they're influencers. So I know a lot of these people. And they get invited on to go to like this $250 million super yacht cruise that is filled with nothing but like just the richest of the rich, right? So it's kind of their perception of like all these rich people and how they treat the staff of the boat. And it's really funny. Woody Harrelson's the captain, but he's like a drunk. And there's this one scene where they have to do like a captain's dinner and he chooses the one night that like it's terrible seas, like rough seas. And like everyone gets so sick, really bad sick. And it's so funny. I am a child when it comes to diarrhea and throw up humor, but whatever. So it's like commentary on like how like the super rich like treat the service industry. But then there's a turn where all of a sudden, I don't want to ruin it for you, but all of a sudden there's a turn in the storyline where the people who are the staff become in charge.
Don't ruin it.
That power struggle, that shift happens. And like in a situation where like money can't help you here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's so fucking good. It's so funny. It's so dark. You're going to love it. Triangle okay. Sadness. So good.
I do want to watch that.
Go watch it immediately.
Okay. All right.
Triangle of Sadness. Okay. Also, there's a girl in it named Alicia who I thought 100% was Kate Bosworth. It's not, but she looks exactly like Kate Bosworth.
Cute.
So, anyways.
Loved Kate back in the day.
Blue Crush 2. Where is
Blue
it at,
Crush.
Kate?
I know.
Can we get Blue Crush 2 going? What's going on here?
We need it.
We need it.
We do need it.
So we started watching 1923. Is that what it is?
Oh, it's about a damn time.
Yeah, it's great. I figured out Taylor Sheridan's aesthetic. It's really not too far from a soap opera.
No.
The difference is it's the setting. So you're paying for exterior shot, mountains, like the beauty that is Montana. Coupled with soap opera writing, one or two really big stars, and then a lot of like, performances.
Mm-hmm. How far in are you?
Two or three episodes.
Okay. So have you seen any of like Africa yet?
Yes. They spent money on that character for
big
sure.
Money.
He's great.
He's amazing. And just the Africa, like the fact that they went to those locations to shoot. I mean, I'm sure they spent a shit ton of money doing that.
Yeah.
And to me, that really just makes that storyline, like just those settings and having that authenticity. And I don't know if you watch like behind the making of it, but like a lot of it, they really do. Like they really turn. How far in are you?
Well, here's the thing. You're worried about him getting dying or whatever.
He doesn't. Well, he might, but I looked on IMDb and he's in all eight episodes.
Yeah. I was sitting there. We were watching the first episode. I was like, there's no way they're killing this character off.
They might kill Alex off.
Who's that one?
His fiance.
Who gives a shit? They're not killing that guy off.
Yeah.
One, because what's the point of doing all of that character building if he doesn't go back to Montana to be a badass there? Like, it makes no sense.
You're right. You're right.
And also, he's very good. He's one of the three that's very good in that show.
He's phenomenal. I think he's going to have an amazing career because of this role.
Yeah. The first episode's great, the way that they did it, of Helen Mirren killing that guy with the shotgun, and then it cuts to him killing the lion with a shotgun, and it's like, oh, they're the same. That's good writing.
Mm-hmm. Helen's amazing.
Her like Irish accent is like, man, that's really good.
I just am so obsessed with her.
Anyways, it's good. I will say, like, I agree with you. It's great. It's really good.
Okay. Well, speaking of this whole franchise, have you heard the drama that Kevin Costner does not want to continue Yellowstone and that they might be ending the series early and doing a spinoff with none other than Matthew McConaughey?
Yes, I have heard that.
This is the only way I could be okay with them ending early is if they get Matthew McConaughey.
So is he going to play the same part?
No. I think they're going to like end Yellowstone and then do a spinoff of like to keep it going and probably introduce Matthew McConaughey as like another guy is what I might get. I know nothing. This is just speculation.
Also, Kevin Costner, what are you thinking, buddy? This is easy money for you.
I know.
Come on, guy. Unless you're like too old and you just don't want to work anymore.
No, he's not.
He's not.
No.
And he's so good in it.
I know. But Matthew.
Of the three shows, what's your favorite one?
I really love 1923.
Really?
I really do. But I also feel like I'm just so partial to this whole Africa story and all that. It just really kind of hits home for me in a sense. But I like it. I liked 1883 a lot. I loved the girl that played Elsa.
Mm-hmm.
But Tim and Faith for me were...
Yeah.
yeah, you know, it was very good and I really loved it, but I just, it was hard to not see Tim and Faith.
Yeah.
That was the only hang up with that one.
He's great. She's a terrible actress.
She's terrible. Yeah. Sorry. And, but I did feel like in 1883, I did feel like the supporting cast was fucking great.
Yeah.
So.
Can we just talk about how great Baby Bell Cheese is?
The little red one?
Yes.
Love those things.
They're the best. Like, I don't know. Like, we picked them up recently and I'm like, why have I not been eating these all the time? You get a little fun wax thing to play with and you get to eat delicious cheese. And they have ones that are like low calorie.
Yeah.
Not an ad, should be. Baby Bell. Where you at?
Great snack.
Great snack. Not sure if it's good for you at all.
I don't know.
Who cares? Delicious.
Very.
My other thing, boy oh boy, I love salami. Big salami guy.
Ew.
You don't like salami?
No.
Salami is, of the salted cured meats, it is the best.
Is it pork?
I have no fucking clue what salami is.
I don't eat pork.
Why not?
Because I have pet pigs and I can't see past it.
I know.
Also, I just don't really like it.
Bacon?
I like turkey bacon better.
No one's ever said that with a straight face.
I do.
Really? Mm, Sky's green, too.
Yeah, well, could be.
What is inside? It's got to be pork.
It has to be.
A cured sausage made from fermented and air-dried meat. Traditionally, salami was made from pork, although nowadays it's made with all manner of meat or game. Beef, lamb, duck, venison, even horse or donkey.
See, can we get this banned from the United States, please?
This is one of my favorite things.
Do they eat this in other countries? I feel like no.
I feel like in Italy, they probably do.
Maybe in Italy.
I feel like in Italy is a big thing.
I will not be having any of that. I'm a big fan of getting the little rotisserie chicken.
Oh, yeah.
And making like chicken salad with that. Or
do you put grapes in your chicken salad?
I put apples in mine.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I like apples better.
Gross.
I actually make a really healthy chicken salad. And instead of using like mayo or anything, I use a non-flavored Greek yogurt. It's bomb.
Gotta have mayo.
And I like to make little like wraps with the chicken, put a little hummus in there.
Oh, yeah.
And I can eat them cold and take them with me. But yeah, the rotisserie chickens are where it's at.
Yeah. I got a bone to pick.
Okay.
To all the creators out there that film themselves giving money to people on TikTok and on Instagram, kindly go fuck yourself.
Who does this?
A lot of times people will come up to like homeless people or people who look like they don't have a lot of money and they'll ask them for money. Be like, hey, can I get a dollar because I just want to get some food. And then it shows like the homeless person give them money being like, yeah, you know, here you go, like paying it forward or whatnot. And then they're like, you know what? I don't need the money, but here's $500. And then it catches the homeless person or whatever crying and being like, oh, you don't understand how much I need this. It's a wonderful thing, but it's so fucking performative that you're filming this. And it's also fucked up that you're putting that person who might be down and out or whatnot or a homeless person on your Instagram or on your TikTok to prove how good of a person you are. If you were really a good fucking person, you would just give them money and not want the accolades on TikTok and the views and shit. I think that those people, I know they're coming from a good place, but I think they're the shittiest fucking humans in the world. Have you not seen these videos?
I have not seen these videos.
Really? What TikTok are you on?
Well, I took like a 2-week break from TikTok recently. Smart. I just got back on it yesterday.
But anyways, I know that might be controversial, but I think those people are terrible humans. Hmm. And I don't like them.
Sounds like it.
If you want to give someone who needs money money, just do it. But don't do it so people fucking watch your videos. Mm. Ugh, gross.
Ugh.
Boy, oh boy, do I hate them.
I want a dollar every time you say boy, oh boy.
Boy, oh boy.
Have you noticed that every motherfucking show right now starts with an S? Maybe specifically on Apple Plus.
Severance.
They all do. Have you seen, it's old, and I feel like maybe you've already seen it, but have you seen Surface?
No.
No?
No.
It's not new, but my friend Kirsten turned me on to it, and I just started it, and it is good. And I'm pretty sure it's a Reese Witherspoon production, like her production company did it. So once I get more into it, I can talk more about it, but it's a good watch, just not new. But yeah, Shrinking, Surface, Servant, C, Severance, Slow Horses, like so many S's. What's the deal?
Silly. By the way, we did start watching the newest season of Servant. That's the one where
I've never seen that show.
It's pretty good. It's the one where the mom has a fake baby because she killed her baby, like left it in the car or whatnot, and like couldn't mm-hmm. get over that. So the dad got like a really lifelike baby, and she like thinks it's real. And then they bring in a nanny to help raise a fake baby, but then the nanny brings a real baby and like swaps it out. And then Ron from Harry Potter's in it. It's so weird and creepy. There's cults going on. It seems like there's some magic. We're not really sure. A lot of religious stuff happening. You should watch that. It's great.
Fascinating. Yeah. Okay. My mother is obsessed with Tulsa King. Have you watched that at all?
No, but I know that's the Sly Stallone's new show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine. I watched a couple episodes in LA with her because she wanted to rewatch it. She's that obsessed. It's fine. It's a decent watch.
It's from the same people that did like Breaking Bad, I feel like, right?
I think so.
Or like Sons of Anarchy.
One of those.
Yeah.
It's decent.
It's just hard to see Sly Stallone not being Rocky.
Yeah, I know. Oh, have you started the new season of You?
No, there's a new season?
It just came out.
Oh.
I haven't started it because I went to click on it last night and I realized I never finished the last season of You. Was that season 3?
Yeah, the last season he goes to France.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Oh, you should watch that season.
Okay, so I think I stopped at episode 7. So last night I turned it back on and restarted that episode 7. And I just can't, it's just not holding me. I just can't get through it. I don't know what it is. It's just not that good.
Okay, well.
But I'm like, I don't want to start the new season without knowing what happens in the last season. But then I've kind of heard on TikTok that Love dies at the end of the last season. And now they're saying maybe she's not dead. But I don't know what any of this means because I never finished the last episode, the last season. And I'm confused. And like, I really want to get through it. I do, but it's hard.
Okay.
So I'm going to need you to take this one for the team. And since you love it, you're going to need to start this so you can talk about it.
I will. What are your thoughts on Emily Ratajkowski?
You know, I don't like to say I don't like people, but she just doesn't really do it for me.
Well, like she's now dating Eric Andre.
Who's that?
He's a comedian. Okay, I could be totally wrong here. She seems like one of those celebrities that calls the paparazzi on herself.
That's kind of the vibe I get.
Right?
I don't know, she probably doesn't do that, but like I get it.
My ick with her. Like with the Pete Davidson thing, I was like, this seems like it's not authentic.
I know. She pops up a lot on TikTok for me and I'm just, it's icky. I don't know. I can't with her.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What celebrities do you love?
That's such a broad thing.
I know.
Are we talking like actresses? Are we talking like.
It's so funny because like Emily, she's beautiful. I'm sure she's so nice. But for whatever reason, I'm like, I don't know. I get the ick. But then there are people who I'm like, I think that they're great.
Like who?
I think that like Tom Hanks would be nice.
Just literally like grasping at straws out of nothing. You don't even know.
I don't know. Let's do like other celebrities that you think that like, I don't know. I have a feeling that Tom Brady's a dick.
I don't know why.
He seems like a lovely guy.
I could see it.
But for some reason, I'm like, I think he might be a dick.
Huh.
What's your thought on Leo dating a 19-year-old?
I mean, I think it's disgusting, but I'm not shocked.
I used to be like, it's Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, he can date whoever the fuck he wants. But now he's overweight. Got a very round face. Now, like, it's not Titanic Leo anymore.
No, it's not.
Where you
sure
can
not.
Get away with this. You're now kind of like dad Leo. And there's going to be a moment where people are going to be like, it's not funny anymore. Like the chart of like when they get to like 27 or whatever and he starts breaking up with them, like it's not funny anymore now, which is weird.
Yeah. Well, somebody put on TikTok that like it was the equivalent of like Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey.
Yeah, I saw that. Difference.
And like when you see it like that, you're like, ooh.
But Pedro Pascal can get it. I think that guy's. Yeah. Did you watch his SNL?
I watched the opening monologue. I haven't watched the whole episode yet.
Oh, he is so good.
He's amazing. I love him.
They do a Mario spoof. That's
so cute.
Amazing because of mushrooms, you know. And
yeah.
They do this one bit. It's so funny because Bo and Yang keep breaking where he wakes up from a coma and he's got like a different voice.
Oh.
Because this is a real thing. A lot of, it happens to people where they'll like go into a coma and wake up and then all of a sudden start talking with a British accent and they're like not from England. It's like it's a real thing. Oh, yeah. And so they do it with him and he wakes up and he's like, oh, my God, what's going on? And that's his voice. And they're like, why are you talking like that? It's so. And then Bo and Yang is the doctor and like can't keep a straight face.
That's good.
Okay, that's a good one. Pedro Pascal seems like a fucking guy that would be awesome to hang out with.
Totally.
But then I could see Celine Dion being a bitch.
Maybe.
But Louis Capaldi seems like a wonderful human.
What? What do you know about Louis Capaldi?
I don't know.
You don't know shit.
He seems funny. Ask your sister right now if Louis Capaldi's great in person.
I'll ask her after tour. Then she'll have some real insight.
Are they going on tour together?
Yeah. Noah is, yeah.
Oh, amazing. Okay, when they come to LA, I want to go because I want to meet Louis Capaldi.
Yeah, Noah's doing an Australia-New Zealand tour with him.
Oh, are they doing an LA show?
Australia and New Zealand tour.
But is there an LA show where I could meet Louis Capaldi?
Hard no on that, since LA's not in Australia or New Zealand.
Aaron Rodgers seems like an asshole.
He does.
Right?
Ask Jordan.
Yeah.
But you know what? Well, they're broken up now, though, so maybe that is the problem. I was going to say Shailene Woodley's lovely.
Yeah, maybe that's why she broke up with him.
Maybe that's why.
She was like, dude, you're kind of an asshole. Let me text Louis Capaldi.
You're so crazy.
You got to name one. Name some celebrity that gives you the ick and some celebrity that you're like, I think they're fucking awesome.
Rachel McAdams, just because I'm obsessed with her.
Really?
Yeah, I love her so much. Why, you feel like she could be a bitch?
No, it's just so, that's so like 2010. Random.
I love Rachel McAdams.
I love her too. What's your favorite Rachel McAdams movie?
Oh, I don't think I can pick a fave.
Wedding Crashers for me.
Everything. I mean, Wedding Crashers is amazing. The Vow was amazing. The Notebook. Amazing. Time Traveler's Wife was amazing. I mean, she's done so many.
I've never seen Time Traveler's Wife.
What?
Is it good?
The movie with Eric Bana on her?
No, I know what it is, but...
Oh my God, it's so fucking good.
Okay, so Rachel McAdams... Anyways,
she's great in everything. I can sit here and list her entire fucking thing. Oh, you know who I'd love to hang out with?
Who?
Elizabeth Olsen.
Okay.
She seems rad.
Yeah, she seems pretty down to earth.
Mm-hmm,
but
very.
Maybe it's in comparison to her sisters who seem like they are not relatable.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
No. But Elizabeth does. But I'd hang out with all three of them, honestly.
Yeah. Same.
Mary-Kate's a horse girl, so I'm sure we'd get along at some level.
YFTers out there, message us what your celebrity icks are and your celebrities like.
Celebrity
icks. I'll tell you, Austin Butler doing this fucking accent continuously is so weird to me.
Huh.
I haven't seen Elvis. I'm sure it's great. Like, he's up for Academy Awards.
It's so good.
I'm sure. But he's still doing the voice.
And okay, but here's the thing.
No, there is no thing. It's like when...
There is.
It's like when you go study abroad in England and you come back and you have an English accent. What are you doing?
But studying abroad in England isn't the same. Like, he spent years studying Elvis and, like, trying to emulate him. It's like... After that many years of trying to be somebody, it's probably ingrained in you pretty intensely.
But that's not your voice.
But, like, I feel like it's not like he just turns it off. Like, I feel like he's...
He should.
Really. But I don't think he can.
Yes, he can, because that's not his voice.
I know, that's weird. Maybe it is now.
No, it's not. It's still not his... That's not how it works. You just,
it
your
might
vo-
be.
No, he didn't go through puberty during the filming process, and now his voice is deeper and sounds like Elvis. He made a conscious decision to change his voice to sound like him, which that's what actors do. But then when he came back to life, he needs to go back to his real voice.
I don't know.
Well, you just think he's cute. That's the problem.
No, he's not my type at all, actually. He's very handsome, but not my type. I just think he was very dedicated to that role, and I think he was very method about it, and I think it's probably not as easy for him to just turn it off as everybody thinks.
But like, Christian Bale isn't like... running around as a vigilante trying to save people in Gotham City.
I know, but I don't think he spent years trying to like become somebody that was a real life person. Like, I think it's different when you're really trying to become somebody that is an actual real person. That's, you know what I mean?
Listen, Christian Bale sounded like Batman. I'm Batman. And then when he finished filming, he wasn't like, I'm still going to talk like this.
Yeah, but do you think he spent two entire years talking like that and not breaking out of it before the movie?
He did three Batmans.
I know, but did he spend two entire years before filming talking like that?
Probably.
I don't think.
He did three movies.
I bet Austin only did one. Like that when he was filming.
Okay, can I just break it down? You can defend him all you like. He thinks he sounds cooler like that. And that's why he's doing it.
I don't think so.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't think.
All right.
Think about all the shit he's getting for it. Do you really think he'd keep it up and think it sounds cool with all the shit he's been getting?
I'm sure he's going to stop because he's like, man, fucking they realize this in my voice. It's weird.
I don't know. Sorry.
It's weird.
I'm going to defend him. I like him.
That's fine. I'm not going to defend him. Talk normal. Do you have some musics?
Oh, did you see Paramore put out a new album?
Well, yeah, and I saw that she's doing Bonnaroo this year, right? Or
I think so. I think they're doing a few festivals.
I saw Fruit Bats have some new stuff out.
Fruit Bats.
I do love the Fruit Bats. Let's go out on the Fruit Bats.
All right.
All right. This is a song called Russian River Valley. All right, you got anything big coming up?
Yes. Going to Fashion Week tomorrow. Fashion. So by the time this podcast comes out, I will have already come and gone from Fashion Week. And then I might have a tropical vacay on my horizon.
Love a tropical vacay moment.
Trying to finalize some deets, but you might be getting some thirst trap swimsuit material from me in the next couple weeks. Let's
give the people what they need.
Are thirst traps still a thing?
I think so.
I saw on TikTok this girl was saying things that you do that give away that you're a millennial, and I do every single fucking one of them, and it's really embarrassing.
What are they?
I gotta get with it. Well, like number one was like using the laughing crying emoji for response. I do that for every response.
Me too, for sure.
Apparently you're supposed to use the skull instead as like, I'm dead.
I'm dead? No, fuck that. I'm actually laughing, I'm not dead.
I don't know.
It's not that funny.
I might make the switch.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Oh, cool.
All right. Wife Tears, we love you.
Love y'all.
See ya later.
See you later.
All still. Austin Butler, what are you doing with your voice here?
Leave him alone.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.